Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Melanie C. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Thursday, November 22nd, 2018, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book study meeting for compulsive overeaters. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we're in the chapter, A Vision for You. We're on page 160. Starting with the third paragraph, the very practical approach to his problems, reading and studying two paragraphs today, which will end with fellowship will number many hundreds. Fellowship will number many hundreds. Today's readers are the 12 steps, Valerie B., the 12 traditions, Cindy D., and reading the text today is Christine M., Wendy M., and Pia S. And then for today, with just a small bit of a heads up, I thank you, Pia, for doing that. The share ID numbers for yesterday's 10 a.m. meeting, that would be for Wednesday, November 21st, 2018, is 12207, 12,207. And for today's 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, Thursday, November 22nd, 2018, the 7 a.m. meeting, 12214, 12,214. The OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I will now ask Pia S. to please read the 12 traditions in place of Valerie B. Good morning, Pia. Star 1, please. Pia, are you with us, Star 1?
Hello, I'm here if you need me to read it. I'm sorry, I didn't check in.
Oh, well, is this Valerie, huh? Okay, then Valerie, yes, we will take it. Thank you.
Okay, I'm doing the traditions, yeah?
No, you're doing the steps, Mademoiselle.
Oh.
I mean, if you have
okay.
It handy, yeah.
The steps.
Yeah. Are you prepared?
Okay. Yes, I'm here. Okay.
Okay.
The 12 steps. Okay, I forgive me. I was caught up with my family. Okay, step one. We admitted we were powerless over our food and that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for the knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to overeaters and to practice this principle in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you, Valerie B. And I will now ask Cindy D. to read the 12 traditions.
Good morning. This is Cindy D., grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Texas. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is a spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone, and I pass, Melanie.
Thank you, Cindy D. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to remute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted, and it's best to press star 1 to keep it muted so it doesn't interfere with technology. Today we resume our study of the Big Book in the chapter Vision for You on page 160. We'll begin today with paragraph 3, the very practical approach to this program, the very practical approach to his problems. Reading through two paragraphs today, ending with fellowship, will number many hundreds. And I will ask Christine M. to read those two paragraphs and share her experience with those paragraphs. Good morning, Christine. Star 1. Star 1, Christine M.
Yes, Mel, I'm here. Sorry about that.
Hi there.
Hi. This is Christine M., gratefully recovered compulsive overeater from Missouri. The very practical approach to his problems, the absence of intolerance of any kind, the informality, the genuine democracy, the uncanny understanding which these people had were irresistible. He and his wife would leave elated by the thought of what they could now do for some stricken acquaintance and his family. They knew they had a host of new friends. It seemed that they had known these strangers always. They have seen miracles, and one was to come to them. They have visioned the great reality, their loving and all-powerful Creator. Now this house will hardly accommodate its weekly visitors, for they number 60 or 80 as a rule. Alcoholics are being attracted from far and near. From surrounding towns, families drive long distances to be present. A community 30 miles away has 15 fellows of Alcoholics Anonymous. Being a large place, we think that someday its fellowship will number many hundreds. In the asterisk, and then at the bottom, it says written in 1939. So I am truly grateful to be here and be a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I am just excited and just so very grateful to be in the OA community, have a host of friends like the book talks about, and it also talks about, and I mean, this chapter talks about, and it also talks about in working with others, you know, to have a host of new friends and an OA family, you know. And that's how I feel. I feel a lot of love. And today, you know, by the grace of God and the steps, I'm able to give love as well. And, you know, it talks about how they would leave elated by the thought of what they could now do for some stricken acquaintance in his family. And that's, I feel elated. I get excited. I get, I feel, you know, a wholeness, a oneness with God, my Creator, in my heart when I am focused on what I can do for someone else who is still suffering, you know, the thought, and then taking that action of doing what I can to be of service, you know, whether it be, you know, walking someone through this book and through these steps, or just taking a 10-step, or just some act of service, you know, it is so helpful to me to be able to give back, because this program and the people in it and God and this book just have given me so much, have blessed me with so much. And I'm just so full of gratitude this morning. And it talks about how people come from far and near, you know, and no matter where I go, it's the same love and the same acceptance in OA rooms, whether I'm on vision or whether I go to a face-to-face meeting, you know, or it doesn't matter where I'm at. It's just all love and acceptance. And, you know, I'm just really grateful also for the friends that I have, you know. Don't tell me what I want to hear. Tell me what I need to hear. You know, love me enough to speak truth to me in love, you know. I remember going out to eat and just kind of sitting with people and just kind of telling each other what we wanted each other to hear so we could be, you know, binge buddies. And today I don't have binge buddies. I have true friends, brothers and sisters in Overeaters Anonymous. I can speak truth to them and they can speak truth to me in love, and we can grow together and help one another and focus on how we can help the newcomer or maybe the person who's been struggling in the program for years. So I'm just truly grateful to be here and be walking this path of spiritual progress with each and every one of you. Happy Thanksgiving if you celebrate. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Christine M. The lines are now open for folks to comment on those two paragraphs, page 160, paragraph 3, studying through
Valerie
two
B.
paragraphs, ending at the
Nina
bottom
R.
of... Hang on just 1 second, ladies. I want to finish what I was going to get folks that just came in the information so they can prepare. We are reading on the bottom of page 160, paragraph 3, the very practical approach to his problems, reading through two paragraphs today, ending with fellowship will number many hundreds. If you're prepared to share on those two things, I'll take some names this morning.
Wendy M.
Anita B.
Nina R.
Anita. Gina.
Marissa E.
Nina R.
B. Did I say Lena?
Yeah,
Lena. Is that Lena? Can you tell me Lena? How is that spelled?
Nina, N-I-N-A. Christopher Columbus.
N-I-N-A.
Lena the Pinson.
Okay, yeah. Okay, and the first initial of your last name?
R.
R.
R is in robot.
Okay.
Wendy M.
I thought Wendy M.
Terry
thanks.
S.
Gotcha. Terry S. Did I hear Terry S?
Carrie S. Yes.
Carrie, thank you.
P.I.S. from Florida.
And I heard Ginger C. And I heard P.I.S. I'm going to stop there. I think I've gone over the amount that I like to start with. And here we go. And as you can tell, I have missed some. I have Wendy M., Valerie B., Nina R., Carrie S., Ginger C., and Pia S. Wendy, you can go first, please.
Okay. Can I be heard?
You can.
Oh, great. Thanks, Mel. Thanks for your service. Thanks for everybody on the line. And today is, and I'm Wendy. I'm recovered gratefully with entire abstinence this morning in Boulder. So first I want to say happy Thursday to everybody because today is just another day, right? Thanksgiving. Today is just another Thursday. So what I did on Wednesday, I'm going to do on Thursday. On my knees, pray, meditate, work with sponsees, go to meetings, the whole bit. Because I have to. That's my practice. You know, that's what's going to keep me on block today. You know, and Thanksgivings in the past, of course, were going to these occasions, focusing only on the food, having no idea what people are saying, and then being willing to clean the dishes so that I can eat more and more food privately. So today, that's just not my experience. My experience is how can I be of service? What can I bring to the occasion? How can I get out of self? So. But here's the thing that really impressed me. It says here, the uncanny understanding which these people had were irresistible, right? I was craving the fellowship before I even got into the rooms. I came to OA to get skinny, and I couldn't be bothered by other people. Like, that's not why I was there. You know, people were in my way. I just needed to get what I had to do to get skinny. And it turned out that what I really was seeking was that connection, that belonging. And today, you know, when I first got into the room, it says, it seemed they had known these strangers always. Exactly. The minute I got in the room, it didn't take long, a few minutes, that was it. I felt a connection. I felt, oh my God, I understand these people. And oh my God, more importantly, maybe they understand me, right? That belonging, that connection, that depth and weight that we have for each other. There is nothing like it. It is the most satisfying thing I had ever experienced in my whole life. And, you know, I can go all over. I went to Europe and they had a meeting in French. It didn't matter. We were all together holding hands. We knew we had a connection, even if we didn't speak the same language, you know. And this, what it taught me was how to have a relationship with another human being. I got married soon after I entered the room. Many people who I'd only known for a month or two were at the wedding. You know, I no longer felt I was being bothered, right? It was the thing I craved. It was no longer the food that I craved. It was the depth and weight. It was the relationship, the fellowship, the understanding and being understood. You know, and you bump into somebody and you call it a God shot. I'm in the grocery store and I need a God shot. Guess what? I see somebody from the rooms and we look at each other and we know. And we know, and we know in a way that I've never been known, in a way I've never known somebody else. You know, there is nothing like it, and there continues to be nothing like it. You know, I go to these retreats, or I go to the LA birthday party, been going to that for years. I don't go just to hear the speakers. I go for the fellowship. You know, they say that when we started using is when we emotionally sort of stunted. And that's my time. Thanks so much for letting me share. Happy Thursday, everyone.
Thank you, Wendy M. Valerie B., you're next, and then Nina R. will come after you.
Hi, this is Valerie B., recovering compulsive overeater, and I am so grateful today for you all for this meeting and for the healing that's going on in my heart and the feelings that are coming up that I've never dealt with, things from the trauma from the past, and my higher power is helping me heal one day at a time. I'm so grateful. And I'm so grateful for Thanksgiving because I'm really looking forward to time with my family. It's not about the food. I'm not afraid of the food. I'm just so amazed at the healing that's come about in my life. Again, I'm so grateful. I've been at the same job for a year and a half, making more money in 3 days than I used to make in 2 weeks, you know, at other jobs that I had. And it's all the grace of God. It is the grace of God. And I can't be more thankful. And I wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Valerie B. Nina R., it's your turn. Carrie S. will be next.
Did you call Nina R.? I was just unmuting.
And I did. Heard. Hey, good morning. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, first of all, yeah, it is a God shot for me this morning. It's like, OMG. I have to listen to recordings every day on the way to work, and I hear all my friends in here talking and all the good recovery. And I go, I'm in a hotel room waiting to go see family members that I love and love me back. And I notice, I go, oh, wow, I actually get to be on a live meeting with all these people that I hear sharing. Just, you don't know how you touch my life every day with those recordings. So it's really fun to be on a live meeting this morning. And, you know, I love the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous because that's where I got my foundation in 12-step. But I, too, am a compulsive overeater, and food's an issue, and it's, you know, probably my primary addiction over alcohol. Don't need alcohol to live, but unfortunately bring the tiger out 3 times a day. And I've been around these rooms for 27 years, so. And it is. I mean, a vision for you truly is. This is a gift, you know. I can reach out anywhere, any place, and I know I'm not alone. And last night I'm working through some other real stuff, you know, just family stuff, just true acceptance and seeing things truly as they are and feeling it. And I reached out. I can reach out anywhere and find out I'm not alone. So I was doing 12 steps online last night and finally went to bed with a peaceful heart because I'm not alone. And we speak the same language. And like we shared here, I lived in Japan. And it brought up that memory that I go to OA meetings. And one of our friends, our West knows, is as Caucasian as can be, she spoke impeccable Japanese. We're all sitting there at this Japanese meeting, and we're doing an OA meeting, and all those Japanese people are speaking Japanese, but we were all speaking the same language. And it was just like, wow, is that not cool or what? You know, and I live in China, too. I didn't go to a Chinese-speaking meeting, but I can go anywhere in the world and not be alone, and to have my higher power and to have the fellowship and to stay abstinent. And I, too, my day-to-day is not about food. It's about abundance. It's about fellowship and being with family and sharing. And I'm just so grateful, you know. And I'm just going to keep listening today. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone, whether if you celebrate, because like has been said, it's just another day. And food's not about the food today. It's just about life, living, and being, and the abundance that my higher power has for me today. And I'm Nina, and I'm a recovering food addict. Thank you.
Thank you, Nina R. Carrie S., it's your turn. Gina C. will be next. Gina.
Good morning, Mel. Hi, happy Thursday, everybody. This is Carrie S. in Golden, Colorado. So grateful to be in the sunlight of the spirit this morning and the reading. They had seen miracles, and one was to come to them. They had visions, the great reality, their loving and all-powerful creator. I'm just giving credit where credit is due, my willingness to show up and to ask God to speak through me, to be able to get on these lines is a grace, is a gift. And I today I know I am unblocked from God when I can sense that flow of God through me at 4:30 a.m. God calling me to this daily design for living. And so grateful today to be teachable, to be guided by a local Vision for You member who is walking me through this book yet again. And I'm growing daily. This reading today brings me to page 55, one of my favorite lines. We found the great reality deep down within us. in the last analysis. It is only there he may be found. It was so with us. God is in and around us, my fellows, and I am just absolutely beside myself with hope that, you know, when the pain gets great enough, the book becomes alive. So if you are on the lines today and you are struggling, pray that set-aside prayer that to set aside everything you think you know about this book and yourself and especially your higher power so that this book can come alive for you. You can find this great reality. And the miracles are absolutely true. So I'm super thankful for A Vision for You. Thank you, Mel. Thank you, Leah. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Carrie S. Ginger C., it's your turn. Pierre S. will be next.
Hi, good morning, Mel. Thanks so much for your service. This is Ginger C., recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado, and happy Thanksgiving to all. Oh, so much to be grateful for, and most importantly, I was talking to my sponsor this morning, and to be free from this nightmare of eating. I was a prisoner to the food, and it had me, and I really didn't think that the nightmare would ever end. So thank God to Alcoholics Anonymous and the Big Book, because that is where all of my problems are solved, and that is what solved this problem of eating. And I love this on 161. He and his wife would leave elated by the thought of what they could now do for some stricken acquaintance and his family. And it takes me back to, you know, on page 14 with Bill. He's laying in the hospital, and the thought came that there were thousands of hopeless alcoholics who might be glad to have what he had been so freely given. Perhaps I could help some of them. And then they, in turn, one alcoholic to another, might work with others. You know, and we do this absence of intolerance. You know, my heart is just soft and open. I know what you're feeling because I have the same addiction. Life presses in on me, and I want an ease and comfort, and I seek that bite immediately. And I get it, that relapse over and over. That was my experience. I don't hear as many that get in and stay in. I hear more about this relapse repeating. And thank God for that research, because until you've had your last beautiful bite and until you concede in a way you probably have never conceded before, you're not going to say goodbye to your friend. Food was my best friend. It's the only way I got through my childhood. I had to numb the pain. It was too hard to feel it. It was too hard to be in my skin, and it was too hard to be in this thing called life. And then you're telling me the first thing I have to do is say goodbye to this food? Yeah, you have to say goodbye. And then this transformation through this work and this process, because God is already down deep within us, but then God can start rearranging and getting you from this selfishness to this otherness. And you'll be thinking about that person suffering right now on the line, right now in their home, probably binging, and thinking that it's never going to end. And if God's turned your light on, don't ever let it go out, because there are so many people that need to see it. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Ginger C. Before I call Pia S. up to the mic, I'd like to remind people where we are studying today. We're on page 160 of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, unpacking a couple of paragraphs today. Start at paragraph 3 down there at the bottom of the page, the very practical approach to his problems, reading through two paragraphs for our share today, which ends, fellowship will number many hundreds, and that's on 161. After Pia, I'll open up the lines for additional folks to comment on those two paragraphs. Hey, Pia, it's your turn. Welcome.
Hi, Melanie. Thank you so much. This is Pia S. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Florida. And today I'm so grateful for this meeting and all the wonderful shares that I've heard and to OA. And I'm also so grateful for my neutrality around the food, especially on a day like this. I can be present for my family, not just sitting there thinking about what I'm going to eat, I can think about how I can make this day a special day to remember. And coming from a different country, I feel like I'm a pilgrim today. I have literally entered a new world on so many levels, both physically, mentally, and spiritually. And I have entered the world of the spirit. And in this world that I'm living now, I have found tolerance, democracy, and understanding. And I've found friends. I feel like I have friends now, but I feel like I've known forever. It's just miracles happening. And I'm so grateful that I can be helpful. And it's not all about me. It's, you know, my experiences can be beneficial to someone else. And today I have found the power greater than myself that guides me through my life. But it only happened because I slowed down. I just slowed down. I stopped and I started to listen to people who had what I wanted. They had a healthy body weight. They had sane relationships with food and with people, and was able to handle life, like handle life's ups and downs. So what I did, I put my binge foods down and I worked the 12 steps according to the big book. I followed and still follow direction. And it has resulted in a new life, this new world I never thought I would live in. So I just want to thank all of you and thank God for this program. And just thank you so much for letting me be here and on the line. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you so much, Melanie.
Thank you, Pia. That's Pia S. We're on page 160, paragraph 3, reading through two paragraphs today. Would anyone else like to unpack those and see what the directions for recovery are on those two paragraphs? Hey, Leah.
Lori A.
Robin T.
Marissa E. Lori A.
Marissa,
Christy. Hang on just a second. Just a second, you guys are talking faster than I can write. Marissa E. Okay, I have Leah S, Lori A, and Marissa E. Who else?
Janet A.
Janet.
Robin
P.
Katrine H.
Katrine.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with that. Let's stop with that. I think that may be all the time we have today. I think that's six places. So I have Leah S, Lori A, Marissa E, Janet, didn't get the first initial of your last name, Robin P, and Katrine H. Leah, it's your turn.
Thank you so much, Melanie, and I'm so sorry I interrupted you. So exciting to be on this line. Thank you, everyone. My name is Leah S., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Brooklyn, New York. Oh, my goodness. Don't kid yourself, Leah. Today is the day. Today is the day where it goes into all the way to New Year's. You're going to meet people that you don't want to meet. You're only a human being. You're going to find excuses for yourself. But no more, Leah. That's not it. It's infiltrating this entire program with all those around me in the laughter and in the unlaughter and in the sternness and in the and in the judgment of whatever it is. But I have a power, and you know what my power is, dear God. Because God to me is love, tolerance, and kindness, and acceptance and tolerance. And those are my tools. And all your wonderful fellowship, it is amazing. Forget about the food. The food doesn't even come into the equation. The food is there to sustain my body. My soul is crying to open up relationships with those who are close to me and to deepen those relationships and to share them and to be happy with them. And that is all about step three. So as we go in this, I am not going with trepidation. I'm going with happiness. and love and kindness. Thank you for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you, Leah. Yes. Lori A., it's your turn. Marissa E. will be next.
Hello, did you say Lori?
I did, hey.
Oh, okay, sorry, hon. Okay, I'm Lori A. from London, Ontario, grateful recovering compulsive eater. And what I really loved was actually in the first paragraph when he talked about the absence of intolerance of any kind. You know, like love and tolerance of others is our code. And any time I find myself being intolerant and judgmental with somebody, I have to make a look back at me. It's like, okay, Lori, what's going on? Are you angry? You know, like, what's happening in your life that you are being intolerant and judgmental of others? Because that's, you know, that's my character defects coming up. And another thing I really, really, really liked was the uncanny understanding which these people had were irresistible. What I loved when I first came into this program is how you guys got me. It's how you guys understood me. It's how I didn't have to have any shame about taking food out of the garbage, about eating the amount of food that I ate, about eating food like my junk food that I, you know, like all kinds of food that, I mean, spending $20 in a convenience store, I didn't have to have shame about that because you guys understood that. And that to me was such a freedom. It was such a freedom and such a joy, and with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Lori A. Marissa E., it's your turn. Then Janet will come next.
Thank you, Melanie. Good morning, everyone. This is Marissa E. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater outside Los Angeles. And I did want to build upon the last share, uncanny. I remember when I was studying this with my sponsor, I looked that up and it really stood out. And it means strange or mysterious, especially in an unsettling way. And I remember coming to my first meeting and it was a round robin share. I was 20 years old and I'd gained about, you know, 30 or 40 pounds in just a matter of months after losing that weight. And yeah, I just remember thinking like, oh my gosh, these women, right? It was like they were reading out of my autobiography, my unwritten autobiography. And then it was my turn last. And then right coming in to Vision, right? Not being recovered, the 8 years that I was going to meetings, the 6 years I was working a program, and coming into Vision and hearing people say, yeah, like we weren't recovered either when we were in OA. We lied to our sponsors. We lied at meetings. We tried to get away with these alcoholic ingredients, right? These alcoholic behaviors. And then we put it down, right? And I'm just so, so grateful that I started listening to these meetings, right? And I did relate and I didn't identify in, right? That's me. That's me. Yes, that's me. And now I was able to put down those same alcoholic ingredients and behaviors, and I am recovered. And now I can share my experience, strength, and hope and relate with others with the same stories and just have and give that uncanny, right, that uncanny understanding. And so I'm just so grateful for these funny words that they put in here that we get to study a little bit more and get to look at things a different way. And yeah, I don't, you know, now I'll just tell people, like, I have an uncanny understanding of what you're saying. So with that, I pass. Happy Thursday. Thank you.
Thank you, Marissa E. Janet, you're next. Then Robin P. will follow you.
Hi, this is Janet H., recovering in Orange County, California. Can I be heard?
Yeah.
Great. Okay. I am so grateful for this meeting this morning. I just woke up feeling very grateful, and which is really a miracle of this program, because I had a difficult day yesterday. Some of my basic needs coming into question, whether I was going to be able to afford things to help me medically. And that stuff tends to bring up a lot of childhood pain, and I get kind of caught in it. But because I have a routine, you know, I get up, I read my books. I mean, I got this news very early in the morning, and I read my books. I had my abstinent breakfast, did my writing, went and meditated. And by the time I had done that, I was able to do something that it's taken me probably 25 years in this program to get to, this program and some other 12-step programs. And that was to say, thank you, God, for this situation, because I thank God for every situation in my life today, because I never know where the miracles are going to come from. And when I keep working this program, you know, the way it's laid out in the book, I am able to not only take care of myself appropriately, but I am able to be there for others. And people are terrifying to me. I had a very, the people that raised me were very frightening. So people were very frightening to me in general. So food, alcohol, drugs, and things were just much safer. And I used everything I could, you know, to get away from dealing with people intimately. And today, because of working this program, I am able to be in real relationships and give real love, and real love comes back to me, and it feels wonderful. And it is absolutely a gift of this program to me. You know, and in terms of, you know, the tools that we have along with the steps, the big question I ask myself frequently is, how free do I want to be? And that's what I put towards, you know, for sponsees as well. How free do you want to be? If you want to stay in the bondage of self, that's our natural place to go. But there are other options that feel better. And today, you know, as a kid, I actually felt like my only value was what I could do for someone else. So I came very naturally to being of service. But today, I've also learned to love myself, and that's brought a lot more to my service. And, you know, that's, I was really surprised yesterday that, you know, after being, you know, being in tears and praying and trying to figure out what was going to come next, I had an appointment with a sponsee on the phone, you know, half an hour later, and I thought, oh, God, how am I going to be there for her? And you know what? When I picked up the phone and said hello, everything went away, and I was able to be there for her. And that is the biggest gift I have in this world. The biggest gift I never knew I wanted is the ability to be of service to someone else and get out of myself at the same time. And Thanksgiving, holidays in general, were difficult. Thanks. So today I get to be with another OA member and have an abstinent meal and share love. Thanks for letting me be, speak.
Thanks, Janet H. Robin P., it's your turn. Katrine H. will come next.
Hi, Mel. Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy, healthy Thanksgiving to everybody. God bless everybody in your recoveries today and every day. And this is my medicine, you know. I'm so grateful for this meeting and for your service and Leah's service and everyone who's on the lines. You know, this is a very tumultuous time for us, and I really get to stay close to the program and close to God. And, you know, when I've had problems in the past, I'm coming up on 3 years of abstinence, thank God, by God's grace. And when I've had problems in the past, I would be in denial about how I was feeling, and then I would go to the food. And right now we're, you know, not sure where we're going to live. We've been going through the fires and a whole bunch of black mold stuff and a lot of 5G stuff, just a lot of health issues here. And, you know, right now we're in an RV. We're going to go to our friends for Thanksgiving in San Diego. And we, you know, we drove past a lot of burned down beautiful homes yesterday. And just there's so much just devastation. And meanwhile, I'm looking out at the ocean right now, and I get to just stay focused on God being of service. And when things are so tumultuous like this, it really tests my faith. And, you know, there are miracles that come out of this, and God is God of the long run sometimes. And I get to have, you know, the patience and trust and really stay connected one moment at a time. Just stay in this moment, and then this moment, and then this moment, and really focus on being of service to God and my fellows. And just know that, you know, God is, and this program and this fellowship keeps going, you know, and maybe this is the biggest blessing, you know, what I'm going through, instead of thinking this has just been insane, you know, and it's up to me what I want to focus on. And I just get to keep growing my faith. And God's got this. You know, every time I get still and I pray, I hear God saying, God's got this, we got this. And I just need to have the faith. And I'm so grateful for you guys, more than you'll ever know. And God bless all of you in your recoveries. With that, I pass.
Thank you, Robin P. Katrine H., you're next.
Hi, Melanie. This is Katrine H. in Vermont. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody, and thank you for allowing me to share. I'm still a relative newcomer, but I am. But wanted to share mostly my gratitude for this program and for just being a newcomer and being abstinent. I'm still in amazement that I am in, that I'm abstinent. I'm still, especially on this day, I'm amazed that I don't care about the food. I, you know, it's like, okay, you know, we're going to have dinner and that's going to be cool. But it's not about how much I can get or what are we going to have or, you know, any of that stuff that it used to be about. And I was thinking about how I used to go to Thankathons in California on Thanksgiving Day. And I realized I have been in the program something like 18 years prior, and only been in A Vision for You for maybe, I don't know, a year and a half or something like that. And I'm just so grateful that I have been able to find recovery, maybe 2 years, but I've been abstinent for 1 year, and then I was stubborn and did not want to put down the wine, and I put that down. So now I've been abstinent for 2 months. So I'm still a baby. And I thank God for allowing me that, for giving me that, for supporting me in that. I'm going to go be of service today. I could be feeling sorry for myself because my mom has dementia and is in a nursing home, and my dad has passed away, and my family's kind of off doing their other family things. But I'm not going to. I mean, I'm going to go and be with my mom and be of service, and then I'm going to be with my partner and hopefully be of service to him because he's in a wheelchair. And, you know, so it's just, I'm so grateful that I don't have to be, you know, self-centered and feeling sorry for myself today. And I think that's all I need to say. Thank you very much for listening, and have a lovely day, everybody, my brothers and sisters.
Thank you, Katrine H. Yeah, thank you so much. There is time for one more person to comment on those two paragraphs. Would someone like to take that? Press star one.
Patty T.
It's yours, Karen. Patty. Thank you.
Oh, hi. Thank you, Melanie. Oh, hi, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving Day. Oh, my gosh. First of all, I just want to say every share has been amazing, and I intend to listen to this this recording off and on all day. And the second thing I want to say is that, you know, coming into these rooms, and especially this phone fellowship over the last 4 or 5 months, has just meant the world to me. It's changed my program, and of course, as a result, changed my life. These words in this reading are all about the very practical approach to his problems, the informality, the genuine democracy, and that, again, that uncanny understanding which these people had were irresistible. That's what I found the first meeting I walked into and why I kept coming back. With vision, I have also found the understanding and awareness of the mental twist, which I never understood before. And that is so amazing. That awareness and my connection to God through the practice of this program today with my sponsor and all of you and my sponsees has helped me have that awareness to understand and see what is a mental twist. When at the very time it's happening, and that has given me protection, because then I realize I have a choice. I have a choice to follow my God's lead or to go back to the hell of this disease. And consciously, I don't want to do that. I've been there, done that. I want to broaden my life. I want to expand. And so this week, I've been doing the set-aside prayer every day, and a lot is being revealed. But the greatest thing is the joy I feel, in being a part of all of you. And I want to thank you so much. You're the thing I'm grateful for today the most. And food is, you know, just lunch. Thanks. All caps.
Thank you so much, Patty T. And thanks to everyone that shared today, and especially Team Thursday that made this particular day possible for us to come together and meet together in this wonderful study that we went through this morning. To Valerie B., Cindy D., Christine M., Wendy M., Pia S., and those that are on the wings there, Leslie W., for giving the announcements in just a few moments. So let's get going with the process of closing out our meeting today. And I will now ask Wendy M. to please read from the big book on page 164. Our book is meant to be suggestive only, and then we'll follow that by the Serenity Prayer before we head into greeting newcomers after the recording stops. So, Mademoiselle Wendy M., would you please read page 164?
Absolutely. Wendy M., recovered Boulder, Colorado. Thank you. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we only know a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in the morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order, but obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.